probably the greatest.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pound for pound king. Yeah, what's up, everybody? I don't do radio as much, man. I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, taking a break, man. I beat down so many people, man. 201 wins, 0 losses. Finally get a breather. Yeah, talking to my wife again. More than just that, we verbally agreed that we're back together. I mean, listen, doesn't matter what's on her Instagram, doesn't matter what's on her Facebook. The point is that we're kind of trying to keep it low key. When I'm back in Ukraine, you saw how many photos I have. The photo I put, my main photo of me kissing her. And but anyways, it's a boxing radio. My, you know, marriage, all that, reconcile with Daria, you know, that's between me and her. This is about boxing, what I want to talk about. You know, okay, everybody now knows who I am. They know what I'm capable of. They the speed, the power, the evolution of Charlie Zonoff. Look, man, I've been on top for a long time, man. From the beating I gave Mayweather Sr. to the beating I gave Jules Zavala to the one-shot knockout I scored against Deontay Wilder and the beating I gave Anthony Thompson recent win, January 2017, this year, and the knockout versus the Kung Fu champion, as I said in the interview yesterday, the best win of my career. And my goal now is to top that. And I don't know, next win, I'm fighting in a few weeks. So like I said, nobody's going to wait 26 days. The only reason why I'm going to win in August and not July is because of this Mayweather-McGregor horseshit, because of this rigged, fake Mayweather-McGregor bullshit. I just want to expose that shit. I'm not going to wait 26 days. I'm a real fighter. I'm a real champion. I'm not going to wait that long. Those clowns, yeah, they're not fighters. They can wait, you know, years for a fake fight, because they're not fighters. In August, I don't even know what day yet. Early August, like the first week of August, I'm gonna fuck somebody up. First or second week of August, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna train, you know, train a bit, train for like 4 or 5 days. You know, listen, man, like always, if it's not broken, why fix it? You all know, train 4 or 5 days, train for about a week, go win the fight. That's it. Right now, it's too early to start training. Why start training when the fight is in like 2 or 3 weeks? So it's a bit early. But anyways, so let's go all the way back, like rewind all the way back to like when I beat Mo, or even before I beat Mo Ghani, the Olympian, who's a great fighter. And he would whoop the shit out of anybody. Oh my God, Mo Ghani, he would torture Floyd Mayweather Jr. And I beat him when I was 20 years old. So I was better than Mayweather when I was 20 years old. You know what I mean? Oh, now it's not a debate. Now it's just like I'm in my prime. Yeah, I mean, 29 years old in 5 days. That's it. Zavala beat Wilder. You know, and Mayweather's just not in my league. He's just, come on. He himself knows that. Otherwise, he'd respond by now. I knocked his dad out. I didn't need to knock his dad out to get his attention and be like, hey, Floyd, you know, let's fight. Before that, when I beat Vasquez with the Killer 6, it's like, dude, I'm, like, way faster than you, man. He should be calling me out. But whatever, fuck Mayweather, he's a joke. Man, I'm going to, you know, hopefully one day, look, I ran into Liddell, I beat Wilder. Liddell, as much as I hate him, you know, come on, he's too big for Mayweather. He would knock Mayweather out. And I punked him. Wilder is too big for Mayweather, way too big. Wilder's 6'7", he would literally kill Mayweather, and I smashed Wilder with one punch, right? Jules Zavala, way too big for Mayweather, he'd kill Mayweather. Derek the Giant, 300 pounds, man, he would sit on Mayweather, man, and I beat all these guys, all right? So no more, enough of the Mayweather shit. That guy's a fraud. Rewind back to like, okay, before I beat Mo, this is when I completely canceled all talks with BoxRec. All right? And I fired Tiger around that time. The Tiger was not my coach, my trainer, when I beat Mo. But let me tell people, like, the whole story about, you know, the greatness of Charlie Z, how it all started. It all started by beating Mo and Akeem. Really. Yeah, I mean, the Killer Six and Vegas, Vasquez, yes, but I was already the best going into that fight, and I knew that. When I beat Akeem, and also what I want to talk about, why these judges, like, you got rigged decisions in mainstream boxing, like Pacquiao, Horn, these two clowns, you know, this Horn guy's just this guy's a complete joke. Just, I could find a regular dude off the street that would beat his ass. I mean, you know, why mainstream boxing is a joke. Okay, I'll explain why there's no fucking judges. When me and Akeem Akinbode fought the first time, I beat him twice. The second fight was really, really, it's like vintage. You know, the right hook, the beating I gave Akeem, just kept hitting him, kept popping him, literally switching the southpaws, orthodox, hitting him with the right jab, hitting him with the left jab, hitting him with the right hook, the left hook, just toying with him, literally. I mean, no disrespect to Akeem. The guy's a really, really tough guy, but I'm just in a different class. I'm just on a different level. You know what I mean? He's a blood and guts warrior. He took a beating, you know, but come on. My speed, my power, even at that time, I was just on a different level. Well, I was world class in my seventh professional boxing win in the underground. So, one second. Fans asking me for a link. Oh, yeah, and I'll explain why. Now, the first Akeem fight, it was a bit closer, but still, I won all three rounds. I won. Look, I carried him. I could have knocked him out in the first round. I carried him both times. But, there were three judges for the first Tiger got these clowns. At that time, they called it exhibition fights. And I'm like thinking, okay, whatever. This is an underground fight. What the fuck, exhibition fights? So I whooped Akeem's ass for three rounds. Two judges clearly stated Charlie won. One fucking delusional idiot. I even asked him, I'm like, bro, what fight were you watching? He gave it to Akeem. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Akeem did good and everything, but doing good sometimes is not good enough. I beat him. So that's why it's like this whole judges, I'm like, wait a minute, no. This is not going to be Box Rec number 2. This is the underground. This is the real pros. What separates us from Box Rec is that we are better than them, a lot better. The champion in the UBF is better than any fake champion on Box Rec. Box Rec has 27 federations. Do you understand? And 23 weight classes. Multiply 27 and 20. That's just not realistic, man. How can you have that many champions, man? You clowns are retarded. It's obvious that these people are just a money scam. They're just a con artist group of people that call themselves champions and promoters and legends and all this bullshit that they're not, you know, and it's just a whole con, and, you know, it's all crap, really. And like I said, I asked that judge, that, you know, the guy that was just, dude, what fight were you watching, man? I clearly won that shit. That's what I'm saying. It's simple, you know what I mean? Me and Derek the Giant, I landed 24 punches, he landed 6. You watch the fight objectively, and you judge yourself. We don't need judges because, as you can see, rigged decisions all the time, dives all the time. Mainstream boxing is a failure. It's a dying era. I would not even call it an era. Era of what? An era of fake fights that take place once or twice a year? It is a joke. I've reached 100 and 0. I've reached 200 and 0. I've reached, now I'm 201 and 0. I'm going to be 202 and 0 in a few weeks. I mean, listen, I single-handedly obliterated these people. all these people that talk shit about me every day on a day-to-day basis, that are talking shit about me as I say this sentence on air, I fucking own these people. Every fucking day. You know, the people talk shit, blah, blah, blah. Trolls, look, it's not just me, every athlete. Some shout-outs, I want to thank Facebook for... Facebook made an authorized athlete page, like a boxing page. They made it. I don't fucking need that fan page shit. I don't need that shit. They made it. Yeah, it's different if they make it. If they make it, then it's like an honor, you know. Then they view me as like a world-class athlete, so... Yeah, some fans from Australia, Rodney and his friend, are supporting me. Best fighter he's seen in his lifetime. Listen, man, I mean, I'm glad to see that, you know. Look, 202-0, and I'm 202-0, I'm going to gain a lot more fans because, you know, you people don't understand that... With every fight, I get better, and that speed and power is just when it's put to use. It don't matter who the opponent is. And see, when I hit my opponents, you know, these delusional haters, and even though it's been exposed, like that U.S. Marine, like, pay attention to that fight. Oh, I beat a lot of U.S. Marines. Okay. The U.S. Marine that I beat, let's see, was it 75? Okay, the point is the heavyweight Marine. He was 205 pounds, big motherfucker. 8 years in the Marines. He asked me, how hard are we going to go? I told him, as hard as you want, meaning that he can go full out if he wants to, as hard as he wants. So, therefore, if I go as hard as I want, I just told him verbally. I said, you can go as hard as you want, man. So he should know that I'm going to go as hard as I want. So right there, I said, that's it. I let him know. There should be no surprise. As soon as I popped him, he didn't complain. I popped him with the left, and I hit him with a jab, and then I rushed him. Bam, bam, bam. That's it. Fight's over. You see? Now, that's a real fight. You know what I'm saying? And the guy was like fucking 205 and 160. The guy was 45 pounds heavier than me, U.S. Marine. Now, that's a great win. And these sick motherfuckers, despite me having this footage on the internet, these clowns continue to, they thought it was sparring. You people are retarded. Yeah, listen, these are just trolls, man. Like, no matter who I beat, they're gonna talk shit. No, it's just it's like when they say something like this, Nicholas Stanley, this mentally sick guy. I'm literally like ignoring him. I'm trying to doing my best to ignore the dude, and he's still making videos about me. I'm not responding, you know. Hey, retard! I got back with my wife, man. I don't care what her Facebook says. What a moron! We're keeping it low key. I talked to her yesterday. Yesterday, she messaged me. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Ukraine and make love to her and try to work it out one last time with her. Where's your wife? Or a girlfriend, wife? Yeah, right, man. Hey, see, this Nicholas Stanley guy, Troll TV, for those of you that are not familiar with who I'm talking about, Troll TV, yeah, him. This kid is like, he is the sickest human being that I've ever witnessed in my entire life. This guy makes Breezeback look like a normal person. Breezeback is fucking crazy. Breezeback is a nut job, yeah. But compared to Stanley, Breezeback is a normal dude. Literally. I mean, he makes a hater video, then he disappears for like a month, then he makes another one. But this guy, literally, all day long, every single day, as soon as I post a fight, like I just posted a replay of me punching Derek the Giant. Guess what this idiot does? He posts a replay of me punching Derek the Giant, and he retitles it. The guy's obsessed. He's not normal. He's sick. He needs help. No, I mean, he needs help is an understatement. He needs to be in a mental institution, and they can never let him out, because if they let him out, he's going to continue this nonsense, what he's doing now. He's obsessed. He's analyzing everything I do. He's analyzing my relationships, like when my girlfriend, this girlfriend, that girlfriend, now I'm back with my wife, talking with my wife again, flirting with my wife again, like pretty much back with her. He's talking about my wife again. Dude, you're talking about another man's wife because you don't have a wife. You're talking about another man's wins because you don't have any wins. You're talking about another man's career, boxing career, wins here because you don't have a career. You're talking about another man's woman because you don't have a woman. You see what I'm saying? It all makes sense. Nicholas Stanley is mentally ill. This troll TV guy, whoever subscribed, I don't think he, look, the dude probably has fake views. I just don't believe that there's that many crazy people. No, there's a lot of crazy people on the internet, but I don't know. This guy is just, he's insane. But anyways, let's talk real boxing, enough about this horse shit. Going back to, this is when I completely dismissed BoxRec. Okay, you know who my sparring partners were? And I haven't sparred in, I haven't sparred in like a decade, man. I have not sparred in a long time. Yeah, I just train, hit the bob, and I just go straight into fights, and just my power and speed is just too much for them. That's it. But anyways, my sparring partners, okay, Ricky Duenas, BoxRec guy, but he was an exception. Zaval was an exception in MMA, UFC, whatever. Ricky Duenas, I used to beat this guy's ass. He was like 8-1. You understand? I was 3-0. In underground. That was 3-0. Okay, well, my record now, it stands out more than any BoxRec record. You know what I mean? Okay, so I was 3-0. Then I beat Mogani 4-0. 3-0, 4-0, beating guys on... Okay. So, I sparred Akeem before I fought him. I beat the shit out of him in sparring, right? Now listen. I went to some promoters... on Fake Rick. You clowns listening? Listen. And I said, all right, put me in there with anybody. See, they have that weight class shit. Get the best guy in you, anybody. These clowns were selling me short. They wanted to put me in there with like 5-5 dudes, like 1-1, 1-3, like some horse shit like that, and they would cancel the, like one guy pulled out of their fake garbage delusional BoxRec.com Fantasyland horse shit card, if you want, whatever you want to call it. One guy pulls out, one guy can't sell enough tickets, one guy breaks his leg, they call me Charlie, man, the shit's canceled, we're sorry, man, next show. I'm sorry, man, but I'm a real fighter. I'm a real champion. What show? I punch you in the face, the show's over, son. You see? Ain't no damn show. It's a fight. And this shit happened like at least 20 times. That I literally went to Commerce Casino once. That's where the BoxRec fight was supposed to happen. Commerce Casino. And they pulled the card. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. I told these clowns, I'm like, but my sparring partners are like... One guy's 8-1. Akeem was 16-2 in Nigeria. One guy's 16-2. And I'm beating all these guys' asses. And you want to put me, and you want to literally give me some bum who's like 5-5 or some. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? BoxRec is a fucking joke, man. Look at who I'm fighting now. Anthony Thompson, 12-0. Lelio. Simone, 180-0 amateur. Deontay fucking Wilder, 31-0, one punch, one shot at him. Derek the Giant, I don't know, okay, his record in BoxRec was like 7-5, okay, but he had a lot of underground fights. He had a winning underground record. Derek the Giant, Gilles Zavala what was his record? Well, he's 8-3 now. I gave him Gilles Zavala, okay, 8-2, but, 8-2, better, what the fuck, better than 5-5. I'm saying the motherfuckers, they wanted to put me in there with bums. I would win those fights, but I would get nothing out of it, and those fights would take place once or twice a year. So do you understand what I'm saying? the route that I took in the underground, fight whoever, I fight guys that are way out of my weight class, fire Tiger, completely dismissed BoxRec, went solo, so that, greatest of all time. What I did is just, I mean, it's the right thing to do, but it's just, come on. It's common sense. I mean, BoxRec is a joke. They even said money game. Okay, yeah. Listen, I got enough money to support my wife that I'm back with, and if she proves that she's the one in Ukraine, then I will have kids with her, and I'll have enough money to support them. You don't worry about that part. You worry about YouTube and Vimeo.com when you motherfuckers are going to be on the receiving end, you know, of some nice humble pie when I win again in a few weeks, all right? Let's keep it like that. And, but that's what I'm saying. My sparring partners were winning fighters. They were very good fighters. And I was beating their ass. I was not 1% the fighter I am today, but I was still very good. That's why when I seen Mayweather, I was literally better than him. I should have knocked his ass out. I was just being sold short by these delusional forum trolls. These same trolls that hate on me today, they were selling me short the whole time until I irrefutably proved that I'm the greatest fighter of all time, that I'm the GOAT. Yeah, when I hit Vasquez with the six, it was obvious. That's it. You know, Charlie's the best. You know, there's no, you can't sell that short. Six power punches under a second. Ali's never done that before. You know what I mean? I'm the greatest ever. I would kill Ali. You know what I'm saying? And same with Tyson. Tyson is what, six losses? Never lost. I never lost. And so now do you see? So, like, my sparring partners was, okay, Mo Ganyu was my main sparring partner. Mo Ganyu was an Olympian with 105 wins. He was 105-5 in the amateurs. Olympian. You understand? I'm sparring an Olympian, and I'm beating his ass. I used to beat Mo's ass a lot. You know how many sparring matches we had off video? The fight that you all seen me dropping with that body shot, yeah, okay, but I've actually had sparring matches where I kicked his ass a lot better than that actual fight. Yeah. And these fucking retards, and I asked Mo, like, now I'm wondering, wow, fuck, no wonder Mo never participated in BoxRec, because that shit's fake. Fuck. It's a dying era. 10 years from now, I don't know if it's good. Look, it may not be there, boycotted, hopefully, but if not boycotted, it's not going to have any views. Or it's just going to completely unite with WWE, and they're just going to all be one. It is WWE. Reality TV show type shit. The press conferences, this fucking retard McGregor wearing a fucking tiger like, some coat, some fur, he's wearing fur, like, dude, what the fuck, that dude looks gay as fuck, man, what is this bullshit, why do you need this crap, man, what's next, you're gonna have circuses, and fires, and lions, and what are you gonna have that too, fuck, man, these motherfuckers are retarded, man, Prince Ahmed coming out with a, like, he's in a chair, like he's fucking Aladdin, man. The fuck out of here with that fake ass shit, man. Charlie Zelenoff, man. Win 200, man. Team Gracie, motherfucker. Right hand, man. Boom. 201, two piece to fucking UFC fighter, man. In San Diego, man. This motherfucker took off one glove. Fuck that motherfucker. Listen, TV fighters, if that was an underground fighter, I would let him go. I would let him walk. He's a fucking TV bitch. I had to fuck him up. Hold on, man. Alright. Yeah, so my sparring partners were, you know, a lot better than the opponents that these clowns are offering me. And I'm just like thinking, like, what the fuck? These people are crazy. I'm beating up an Olympian. I'm beating up a winning fighter from Nigeria, Akeem McEnbode. Don't care what his BoxRec says. BoxRec is a joke. He had real underground matches that I actually seen one of them on video. He showed me. in a ring. He had a crowd there and everything. It was non-boxer affiliated, a fight that he won. And I beat Akeem two times in fights, and I sparred him once. I sparred Mo. I lost count how many times I sparred Mo. I would get the better of all these guys. Mo, Akeem, Ricky Duenas, the guy was 8-1. I beat the shit out of Ricky. He was always competitive, but Ricky would always get his ass kicked. He would always lose to me. So if I'm beating a guy who's 8-1, you're trying to put me in there with somebody who's like 5-5 or 1-3, or you see what I'm saying? And they still wouldn't even make those fights. They would cancel. They would cancel the whole thing because one guy pulled out or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, wait, what the fuck is this crap? I'm training hard. I'm doing all this. And I'm like, no, so here's the solution to all of this. Fuck BoxRec. That's what I said. Fuck BoxRec. And to this day, 2-0-1-0. Fuck BoxRec. I won 12 bouts in one day. 12 fights in one day. And was it 2015? Yeah. So, there you have it. In the underground, nobody can limit me. Nobody can limit the champ. I beat heavyweights. Listen, man. Oh, speaking of BoxRec, I beat Deontay Wilder in the ring. Now, would BoxRec, quote-unquote, sanction that fight? Charlie Zelenoff, a middleweight. Well, I would not be able to make heavyweight. The heaviest I ever weighed was when I got out of L.A. County Jail. I was 185 pounds on the dot. 185, yeah. You remember the photo shoots? I looked, you know, it was obvious I gained a lot of weight. I came back to my natural weight. First I came back, I was 170. I was like, light heavyweight? Then I'm just 160 right now. Okay. So when I weighed in, actually for curiosity purposes, it's open weight. Just for curiosity purposes, I weighed in. I was 160 on the dot the night that I knocked out Deontay Wilder. Wilder was 230. He told me he was 230. So he was 70 pounds heavier than me. BoxRec wouldn't make that fight happen. They didn't want to make a fight where I was supposed to beat some 5-5 or some 4-5, like some guy with a losing record. They wanted me to beat up some clown. They couldn't even make that fight happen. Why the fuck do I have to fight bums in my weight class when I can beat legit heavyweights that are, like, not in my weight class? There's no limits. I beat Muay Thai fighters, Sambo, Marines, Navy SEAL, Special Forces. Man, the underground is the best. And I'm the best. I'm the best fighter in the world. No, I'm the best fighter in the underground, the best fighter in the world, because everybody's welcomed to the underground. Mainstream, underground. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, what I did is just, you know, once in a lifetime. The speed and power that you're all going to see for 202, you're going to look back at a Mike Tyson fight. When you see me win 202, I want you to watch the fight. It's going to be over quickly. I do want to land, like, you know, 5-6. I want to give him like 5-6-7 shots in the head and the jaw before I stop him. When you see the speed and power I unleash for 202, I want you to do this. You're going to go back and type in 80s Mike Tyson, Prime Tyson. You're going to look back at a Prime Tyson. You're going to be like, who the fuck is that guy? Yeah. Does Mike Tyson have power compared to the guy on the street? Of course. Yeah, he does. Compared to Charlie Zelenoff? Hell no. I've seen him hit the bag. When I was in Glendale, you heard I was shaking the fucking roof. My punches were literally, the roof was moving. I've never seen any boxer, let alone Tyson. Listen, I'm not saying Tyson's a bum. Tyson's not a bum. He was okay. I mean, but I would kill him. These guys are all vastly overrated, I'm not underrated by real fans. Real fans know I'm the greatest. People that see me fight in the gyms, they say, you heard I recorded one of them. They're like, what are you, like 170 or something? No, they take pictures of me. Charlie, you're the number one. The GOAT, the champ. You smashed Wilder, I've seen that. You smashed Jules Wall, I've seen that. Your fight with my most famous fight, I'd say. Well, probably Zavala, well, the most famous one is Mayweather and Wilder, but the, I'm saying Derek or Jill. But really, the best win is the Kung Fu champion. It's just his. Well, his first name is Dan. I don't know his last name, but like again, with that kind of knockout, the one-two I gave him, it was phenomenal. And even though I knocked him out in 2 seconds, you could still tell that he's a world-class fighter. Look, it looked like he dodged the first punch. When he did, and he tried to move back, you know, you could tell the guy had reflexes. He wasn't just some bump. The guy was literally, you know, he was a Chinese Kung Fu world champion in Kung Fu. Kung Fu, they fight with their hands and the kicks, the legs. So the first punch, it looked like he dodged. Yeah, he dodged the first punch. But then, that's it. Left to the jaw, right to the head, and right to the ground. That's it. Fourth degree black belt, Kung Fu champion, world-class fighter. The guy was 185, in shape, fast, in his prime, not old. No excuses, haters. And I put him down. That was win 186. And you son of a bitches? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you knocked out some bum. Oh, you assaulted some random gym. Hey, fourth degree black belt? That's not random. That is not random, motherfucker. 18 U.S. Marines? That is not random. A U.S. Navy SEAL? That is not random. An Israeli Special Forces soldier? That is not random. A fucking the Ukrainian Special Ops soldier? Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite wins ever. The Ukrainian Special Ops soldier. With fucking like 2 or 3 kills on his record. Yeah, he killed multiple people, he told me. And not just he, they told me. And not with a gun, not like, you know, when Ukraine-Russia war. Yeah, in the war, he killed multiple people with his hands, using his techniques. But see, that guy, look, he may have been a great street fighter. I mean, if he killed people, he must have been a great street fighter. But I knew he killed him when I was punching him in the head. The thing is, he said, let me show you a move. And this guy was trying to break my finger, literally. That's not showing you a move. That's a cheap shot, and I ended up beating his ass. I had one hand. He grabs my one arm and literally trying to twist it, and I'm punching him with the other one. Bam, 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 bam. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so that was my greatest bare knuckle win. That top to teardrop win. The teardrop win was my best fucking, come on, teardrop was a murderer. But this guy versus teardrop, good fight, but I'd say this guy, the Ukrainian soldier wins. But, you know, because this guy killed people in fights. The teardrop, I don't know, well, he was a murderer. I don't know the detail. Scotty told me that I think he stabbed somebody, but point is I beat both of them. You know what I'm saying? See, that, you see now what level of fighting I'm talking about? What level of boxing, fighting, combat, beating murderers, Marines, Navy SEALs, Muay Thai fighters, Muay Thai champions. I beat a Muay Thai champion this year. That ninja guy. Oh, man, that motherfucker was like 20-0. Undefeated Muay Thai fighters. The best amateurs in the world. Leo Leo, 180-0 from Hawaii. Simone guy from Hawaii, 180-0. MMA fighters. Jill Zavala, the UFC guy I smashed in San Diego with a 1-2. Made that motherfucker quit like a bitch. Chris Bass, 1-2. Do you see how diverse the underground is? That it's not just, I transcended boxing. That's what I'm trying to explain in this radio show. I transcended boxing. Yes, it's all boxing rules, but it's not just boxers versus boxers. It's the best boxer versus everybody. You know, like Z against the world, man, you know? Charlie, Z against the world, literally, everybody. Boxers, MMA, Muay Thai, military, everybody. That is a lot more interesting Yeah, then, okay, one-man lead, okay, but that is a lot more interesting when you got one real champion beating hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of real challengers than 100 fake champions trying to collect a paycheck. Okay? Now in BoxRec. BoxRec is a joke, and that joke is going to continue getting exposed by me. I'm going to win in August. September, I'm probably going to be with Daria in Ukraine. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I fight every month. I say that I'm going to take a month off, and then I end up fighting. So I don't know. Well, last year, I literally fought from January to December. I think I'm going to end up doing the same thing this year. But see, now it's a little different. I reached the 200 win mark. Now I can slow down. Come on. I can slow my pace now. I don't have to fight 10 times a month like I used to. One fight a month, two fights a month, that's enough. I did it, man. I'm the GOAT, man. I did it. But see, it's not about proving anything. Like, now I'm taking a break and everything like that, you know. But the longest, I mean, honestly, fuck, man. Look, the only reason why I'm waiting for August because of this Mayweather-McGregor garbage. I want to expose that shit. No, but I'm not going to wait for the 26th. It's too fucking long, man. I'm going to win the first week of August. First or second week. In the early August, I'm going to be 202-0. So I can say, hey, in August, every time these clowns are going to mention Mayweather McGregor, it's going to be a horrible fight, I'm telling you. It's going to look so fixed. That crap is rigged. Everybody already knows. But regardless, I'm going to say that, hey, I told you so. Mayweather McGregor, rigged, joke. What did I say? Charlie Z, the best. Look at my fight. Yeah, my fight's going to be like 3 weeks sooner, but it's going to be a lot better. And the opponent is going to be a cruiserweight or a heavyweight. Some like Muay Thai motherfucker, some heavyweight boxer, like some cruiserweight boxer like Anthony Thompson. Yeah, yesterday I praised Thompson, you know. Listen, the guy was gracious in defeat. He gave me credit. He said he lost. I mean, I can't hate on the guy. Yeah, I did beat him. It's on video. I did beat him. I beat him fairly easily, you know. But it may have looked easy when you're just, you know, just a YouTuber and you're watching the champ fight. It may have looked easy, but it was not that easy because he had some long ass arms, man. It was not easy. I had to quickly get inside and close the distance and do that damage, because he had an 83-inch reach. He had some Deontay Wilder arms and a lot more skill than Deontay Wilder. That guy would fuck Deontay Wilder up. I would actually want to see that match. Thompson Wilder, the winner gets the GOAT. Winner gets the rematch with the GOAT. But. Oh, Thompson. Oh, then we're going to see zone off Thompson, too, if that was to happen. But no, Wilder, I think even idiots in the mainstream know that he's a limited boxer. He's just a wild brawler. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can switch it up. I can brawl. You all see me brawl. Look, the volume punching is the style that I choose. It works. Because the speed and power that I throw, nobody could take it. But you've seen against Lee. You've seen what I could do against Lee. Come on, that was literally... Okay, I can box better than Muhammad Ali, and I can bang better than Mike Tyson. I'm Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Go on YouTube. Oh, actually, you can go on Vimeo.com. That fight... Sorry, those fights on Vimeo.com, the quality is better. Vimeo has better quality than YouTube. They have the best quality. YouTube has better traffic. But see, you know what Vimeo has over YouTube? There's no trolls. YouTube has way too many crazy, psychotic, mentally ill trolls. Vimeo does not. Vimeo is more, it's more of a, like a, no offense, both YouTube is overall better probably because there's more, you can, you know, convert videos, make a lot of videos, replays, you could do the same shit on Vimeo, but Vimeo, like, you see, if you go on Vimeo.com, you type Charlie Zelenoff, you're going to see all my beatdowns, compilations, shit like that. It's just, like, more professionalism on Vimeo, I'd say. But as far as marketing and, you know, yeah, YouTube is better. But Vimeo has better. I'm saying Vimeo does have some qualities better. Like Dailymotion, nah, it's like webcam quality. The quality sucks. That's why I don't even use it. But I did find the Jill Zavala fight on there when I'm beating Jill Zavala. So. But yeah, man, my birthday is next week, so Thursday, turning 29. I invited my homies, Big Mike, Curtis, Alex. Yeah, my wife can't come. She's in Ukraine, man. But no, I'm definitely gonna be talking to her though. So, all right. Signing off. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time, man. 202-0. Next month, people are gonna see a real champion, not these con artists, Mayweather, McGregor. Oh, you're gonna see them too, but you're gonna. What I mean is, you're gonna see a real champion, Charlie Zelenoff, win a real fight. None of that license garbage, none of that, quote, sanctioning crap, that fake-ass Don King, Bob Barron bullshit. You're going to see real bombs connecting. And when I'm 202-0, it's going to feel phenomenal. I can't wait to do it. It's going to be a much better win than 201. I'm going to make sure it's going to be recorded very good, professionally, like 200 was, for example. And I'm going to make sure. I might even take somebody, like a cameraman that I know. Curtis is retired, but we'll see. I'll find somebody. Yeah, look, 202 is going to be a promising win, a phenomenal win. It's going to be one for the ages.